Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And you've come to the right place for all of that. Hello, this is today's inspiration. I am Lisa Berry, and very grateful that you are here with me today, taking the time to renew yourself a little bit and uplift yourself a little bit and share some love and connection and perspective. And I'm blessed to be able to have this opportunity to do that here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I'm super blessed that you are choosing to listen. Our goal, I think about life all the time, our goal should be to be okay no matter what. With everything, no matter what happens, find a place inside of you that you can let go of the negativity and feel inner peace and balance. And that's really how we want to be. That should be how we want to spend our days. And again, I'm not trying to tell you how to be or how to feel, just sharing my perspective after everything I've seen and been through and think about in life. And that's what I'm here. I'm here to inspire you and uplift you and inform you. And I try to do all those things here on this show and talk a lot about the importance of knowing yourself and loving yourself. You should love yourself, job number one. And I always say, not in an ego, me first love, but I'm okay. You got to tell yourself, I'm okay no matter what negative input I've received in my life, no matter how people perceive me, no matter how I was raised or what my parents may or may not have said to us. I think I grew up in an era where this kind of talk, these kind of feelings that I like to share were not accepted. Although when you look into some of the people who were inspirational, I think a lot of them were more gurus, but it goes back to the 40s, and they were considered kind of odd and unusual. And now positive mindfulness is becoming more mainstream. Mainstream mindfulness is what I'm all about, because we're all just here. I feel like sometimes I'm looking back at life. It's a movie. I'm watching it all go by. And it's like every movie going to have an ending. And I see people and they walk through their lives and they go through their lives and the kids are out playing basketball and the parents are going to work and we're all doing our duty. And then do you ever ask yourself why? What is this all about? You know, sometimes I think you can overthink life, but I really think it's worth stopping and asking yourself, what am I doing? And why am I doing this? Am I happy? And am I enjoying it? I know there's a whole mindset that you need to suffer through life and you need to earn your enjoyment. And I think, well, I don't look for that. I think we suffer enough. I think things happen all the time in life that are challenges. I don't want to call them suffering, but challenge who we are. And of course, change is inevitable, unavoidable. So I just keep on working on that feeling that no matter what, I'm okay. I feel like, you know, we all have our eating issues. I'll speak for myself. And I find comfort in a cookie. And I don't know if that's how I was raised and psychologically speaking, how that works. So now I'm working on getting that same feeling of inner peace and inner calm and satisfaction that I would get from eating a cookie or a piece of chocolate just by being aware. Just by thinking about how I'm feeling and telling myself I'm okay, no matter what, you're going to be okay. So I walk in the world. I try not to get caught up in the everyday drama. People are going to see things or treat you in a way based on whoever they are or however how they got where they are right now. So I try to be as loving and positive as possible. Some people may not get that, but I keep moving forward and I keep looking up and I keep expecting the best. Keep looking forward, keep looking up, and keep expecting the best, because you get what you expect. If you go to a party or if you go to a situation and you're expecting to have a bad time, well, you're going to have a bad time because you have decided that you're going to have a bad time. Rarely are people like, oh, I thought I was going to be really crummy, but hey, I had a good time. Sometimes it happens. But if you go to a party or you go to an event or you go to work and you expect something good to happen, then you're bringing that attitude with you. Attitude is everything. And who controls your attitude? You do. You are responsible for what's in your mind and what's in your heart and what words come out of your mouth. You're not a puppet. No one is telling you what to say and no one is telling you what to think. I mean, we are bombarded by messages all the time. And again, I don't know. I'm having some unusual experiences lately. Sit back and watching TV and all the commercials and all the world and how high tech we are now and how the ads are on TV and radio and how people are trying to get us to buy their stuff or think their way. And what's really important is turn all that off and listen to this show and listen to Body, Mind, Spirit, where we try to open up your mind and tell you to think about what's best for you. Think about who you are. Do you know who you are? How can you be happy? How can you live a fulfilling life if you don't know who you are or what you want? So there is always time to think about that, and that's why I suggest that. So when you're bombarded with this outward world of commercials and messages and billboards and people and work, and you can just take a deep breath and go, I'm okay. I know who I am, and I love myself. And if people don't want to treat me the way I feel like I need to be treated, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to walk away. I'm sorry, you're not going to be a part of my life anymore if you can't respect me. And if you're not getting my message, try to, sometimes you got to dig deep, right, starting from the bottom of your feet up through the top of your head and emit that light and emit that loving feeling that you are trying to send out into the world. And sometimes people still are not seeing it, but that's their choice. And you have a choice to keep them in your life or walk away and say, sorry, this isn't working out. But I want to be positive and passionate. And I really, truly, wholeheartedly believe that every moment is a miracle. Change is inevitable. So just accept that and work on feeling I am okay no matter what. I can handle what comes my way. And, you know, your emotions affect the way you feel. They affect your body. They affect your health. They affect your overall well-being. So, again, the self-awareness, it's so beneficial to be aware of how you're feeling, so you can take that stress off your body. And if you're always feeling negative, your mind is ruling your heart. So imagine the power of being able to decide how you feel. You can. You can decide. I mean, obviously, some of us face our bodies fail us and cells go awry and things happen, and you definitely have to process that. You can't just walk around with, you know, your head in the clouds and not acknowledge some of the things that are happening in life. But you can still find a way to deal with them. Love more. Worry less. Get it in your head. Imagine what you could be if you could be what you can imagine. And you can. And again, you know, I'm not going to be a ballerina at this point in my life on stage. Well, I could do ballet. May not be pretty, but I could do it. And it's up to you to decide who you are and what you can do. And one of the things that I'm working on that I love to do are called Lisa's Love Notes. And they're little snippets I record, and I'm working on a whole series of them. And this is the one I recorded to start your day. So let's just take a moment, sit back, relax, take some deep breaths, and listen to a message on a great way to start your day. Lisa's Love Notes. Morning, mind mending. You woke up today. That's a miracle. The sun has risen again. The birds are singing. Take a deep breath and tell yourself, this is going to be a great day. What miracles will happen today? How can I help someone else? Expect the best. See it happening. Feel what it feels like to experience what you are hoping for and what you want. Today is the day to be what you've always known you could be. Breathe. Take a deep breath. Dig down deep inside and feel good. Choose to be happy, no matter what comes your way today. Happiness comes from inside, and you can focus on all the good in your life. Have gratitude. What can you be thankful for today? Think of three things. Then breathe. Inhale slowly. Exhale with ease. Smile deep down inside yourself and look for the positive in everything you do and everything that happens. Today is a new day. Expect the best and bring, feel, share happiness from within. And breathe. That's Elisa's love notes. I have more of those that I'm working on. I just little mindful moments of inspiration and relaxation, and you can listen to them all day long and feel better about yourself and feel better about life and what's happening. And I find them relaxing, and it's all about breathing. Have you ever? I'm working on this now. When I get stressed out and I'm having a moment, I go stop and breathe. And there's this five. Breathe in for 5 seconds, hold it for 7, and breathe out for 8 seconds. And I'm told, I'm not a doctor, but I'm told that that sends a signal to your brain to relax. Don't you want to be relaxed and be centered? Today's show is about being okay with no matter what happens. You're okay, and it's going to be okay. And as I said, I think a lot about life, and I saw a quote this week that said, stop wondering what life is all about and start choosing what you are going to make it become. I thought, boy, that was shot straight at me. Stop wondering what life is all about and start choosing what you're going to make it become, because it is your choice. I'm here to inspire you and uplift you, and hopefully you can feel the love in my voice coming straight from my heart through this microphone into your device, however you are listening, on your computer, your phone, or your iPad or iPod, or on the telephone. However, I've got love for you, and I'm sending it out there, and I'm hoping you're receiving it. It's your choice. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up your life and live in love and laughter. I always say I can find humor in pretty much any situation, and I love to laugh, and laughter is so good for you, and it uplifts you, and people probably think I'm goofy, I laugh so much, but why not? I'd rather laugh than cry, and believe me, I can easily cry. In fact, just got word of an iconic, I'm coming to you from the Detroit, Michigan area, and a guy I worked with who was an iconic Detroit area radio personality passed away. And social media went crazy with virtual sadness. That's what I'm calling it. So many kind remarks. People were devastated, and remembrances, and how this person really could have used that feedback probably in the last couple of years. You know, why do we wait till someone passes to say how sad we are? Why do we wait until someone passes to proclaim how much they mean to us? Why not share that love and positivity now? Why is that so socially unacceptable to tell people that you love them and you care for them? It's odd. People are uncomfortable with it. I'm here to make love mainstream, and meditation mainstream, and gratitude mainstream. Those are the things that we should be focusing on. That's what's going to help you have a better life. And again, your choice. I'm not here to cram anything down your throat or make you think anything. These are not crazy outlandish thoughts. These are the basics. Love is the basis of life. Love is the basic ground that you should come from. Come from love every moment that you can. And that is the message I want to share. I want to get that. I could say that as heartfully and soulfully as possible. Or I can just say love. That's the most important thing. That's what we should be focusing on. If somebody means something to you, you need to tell them. And we should not be uncomfortable about that. And I guess I was raised in a very unaffectionate household. And we never expressed our emotions. And so I guess my siblings are very uncomfortable with that at this point. And I probably am not as open with them as I should be, as I am with you, complete strangers, who are, we're connecting here, and I hope you feel the connection. I love to connect. That's what I'm all about, and share my perspective. And I should share that, I guess, more with other people. I try. As I said, some people just, they can't accept it. They either uncomfortable with it, and no matter how I could walk in with a dozen roses and a cloud over my head in a puffball of cotton candy, and some people I know would still find something wrong with what I'm doing. So that's their problem. That's their problem. That's not my problem. And it's people I want to be around and people I care about, but sometimes it's really difficult. And all you can do is know in your heart that you are coming from the best place that you possibly come from, and that your feelings and your caring is genuine, whether they want it or not, or whether they can accept it or not. We're all just doing the best that we can based on where we came from. I always say, if you saw me in the grocery store probably crying over a Hallmark card, that's how you would know it was me. Otherwise, I'm just walking the planet the same way you are, just trying to get through the day, just trying to get through the week, just trying to make ends meet and get some joy out of the journey, just like you are. And trying to boost myself up higher and higher so I can share my perspective and share my love and come and speak to your group or organization, because it's so exciting to see how positive psychology is growing, how the world is changing and people are accepting it a little bit more. Although I think I told you I did an interview about happiness in the workplace, and people were mad that I even wanted to bring up, don't tell me I have to be happy. Well, I'm not telling you. You can be grumpy if you want. Does that make you happy? Does that satisfy you? I'm not going to make you be anything you don't want to be. Hopefully, I'm just hoping you want to enjoy the journey. I'm hoping that you want to be positive and have good results and be successful. And that's why I do this, and that's what I'm trying to share with you. And recently came across an article about Richard Branson. I don't know if you know who he is. He may be the most popular business person alive. He has like 8 million followers on Twitter and on LinkedIn if you're in the business world. And I found this article that talked about, he's Sir Richard Branson. I guess he's been knighted. But since we're talking about the positive business world and positive in the workplace, here are some traits and quotes that might help explain his extreme popularity that we may want to adopt. Well, number one, he smiles and laughs a lot. Generally speaking, we like people who smile and laugh. I'm smiling through the radio right now, and I'm laughing as much as I can. Their joyful spirit is contagious, and they make us feel better about ourselves. And that's, you know, I know I'm kind of, think I'm kind of mellow when I do this show, but I really have a lot of joy, and I want to share it, and I want it to be contagious, and I want you to feel good about yourself. So Richard Branson appears totally unpretentious, humble, and unable to take himself seriously, and I just love that. And he likes to laugh. It's hard not to like the guy. He touches others, not just figuratively, literally. A columnist pointed out that when you touch someone while conversing, you release specific neurotransmitters in that person's brain that make him or her associate you with trust and other positive feelings. Of course, I'm not talking about inappropriate touch, but like a little hand on the arm or a little chuck to the chin or the shoulder and literal pats on the back. But you know, you want to be down to earth and relatable, and that's what I try to be, because who else can I be but myself? He values his employees. Now, isn't that an interesting concept in the business world today? He said he learned early on that if you can run one company, you can really run any company. Companies are about finding the right people, inspiring those people, and drawing out the best in those people. And I have another work situation that I'm in, and I try to be as positive as possible with my coworkers. And I think it's about respect. I mean, I don't talk to anybody else in a way that I wouldn't want to be talked to, and I don't not care about people. And I was with someone the other day, and I said something about, oh, you're doing a great job, and I thought he was going to explode. I don't think he was used to getting a lot of positive feedback on the job, and he was doing a good job, and I like to inspire people with positive feedback. I don't like to knock people down or yell at people. That doesn't get you anywhere. It just makes them unhappy. So it's all about just like with your kids, it's all about positive reinforcement. In fact, somebody said the other day, if you point out something you see me doing on the job, right, I will try even harder to do even better. It's positive reinforcement. Same with your kids. Don't yell at them when they're doing something bad, but if you see them doing, they just want your attention, so they will do bad things, so you won't pay attention. But if you see them doing something good, then you gotta point that out, and they will love that. And that's true with everybody. All anybody really wants is your time and your attention, and you to listen to them. Everyone wants to be heard. So when you're talking to somebody, don't just sit there and go, okay, and wait to make your point next. You gotta listen. You gotta relax. You gotta take a breath. Yeah, my problem is I always forget what I'm going to say because the person talked so long. I'm like, oh, I got to write this down. What was I going to say? But I want them to talk. I want to listen. I want them to say what everyone wants to say. Everyone wants to be heard. Paying attention to someone is the best gift you can give them. Everyone wants to feel valued. Everyone wants to know they matter. Everyone wants to know they're making a difference. So, you know, Sir Richard Branson says, you can run any company. You just find the right people, inspire them, and draw out the best in them. Is that too much effort? Is that asking too much? I hope not. He also is not afraid to try new things. In fact, he thrives on it. He, of course, is the owner of Virgin Airlines. And he said, if I fly in somebody else's airline and find the experience is not a pleasant one, then I think, well, you know, maybe I can create that kind of airline I'd like to fly on. So That's why I do this show, and that's why I do Lisa's Love Notes, because I find myself relaxing, if you want to know the truth. I did them. I recorded them. I am very attached to music. Music inspires me, so I put a little music underneath there, and I pour out my heart and soul, and I think, oh, that's kind of relaxing. We need a little reminder. I want to put these in a place that anytime you need a little pick-me-up during the day, you can go there and listen. And that's something I could use, and so that's why I'm creating it, because I'm thinking you can use it. And I've got more, and if you'd like to hear more for a low price of $99, I'm just kidding. There's no price on them yet. It's LisaLoveBarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com is how you can connect with me via email. And I'm creating something that I think I would like, that I think you would like too. And it's all about passion. It's all about what you enjoy. And I just love doing this show. And I'm so grateful to Penny Golden and everybody and Courtney and everyone who helps me out over at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I couldn't do it without them. And it's my passion, connecting with you and sharing these thoughts and hopefully making your day and boosting you up and telling you it's going to be okay and you're okay. And it got to get it to a place where you know, no matter what, you're going to be okay, because we're all just walking the planet together and we're all headed in the same direction. And I don't dwell on that. But as I said, this person who passed away this week and all the outpouring of love and caring and gratitude and how much they're going to miss him. Like, I think he was a pretty lonely guy. He's been off the air for a while. And where were you when he needed that? Why do we do that? How did that happen? Why do we only share how much someone means to us when they're gone? And we don't know if they're seeing that or hearing that. And if you're seeing that or hearing that, I hope to this person who just passed, I hope they are. But we should do it every day. We should have gratitude and love every day. It should be part of who we are. And people shouldn't be uncomfortable with it. Again, I'm saying the shouldn'ts and the wouldn'ts and the couldn'ts. I'm not the queen. It's not my job to tell you or anybody what they should or should not do. However, in observation that I would like to share with you, because that's what today's inspiration is all about, it's today's observation today, changing the name of the show. Today's observation is that these are things that will make the planet a much better place to live. It's amazing to me now. Somebody put something out on social media. Man, the haters can't wait to hate. And I have seen it time and time. The bigger you are, the better you do. People cannot wait to knock you down and to judge you. And I don't want to be a part of that. I want to build you up. I don't want to knock you down. I always say to my kids and anyone who will listen, is that don't try to boost yourself up by knocking somebody else down. And don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Be inspired. If somebody's doing something really cool, then you're like, don't be jealous. I want that. They say, how can I get that for myself? How can I make that for someone else? And usually the best way to get something for yourself is to give it to somebody else. So I guess I'm looking for love, and I'm giving you my love and hoping to get some love back. And we'll have this big love circle going on, and that will lift the planet up a little bit and will make life a lot better for everyone else. And I can tell you I've come from many, many, many negative experiences and a not-so-pleasant childhood, and challenges crop up every single day, but you really got to get in your head, and you really got to tell yourself, it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm going to do my breathing. I'm going to breathe in my 5 seconds, hold it for 7, and let it out for 8. And that's going to tell my brain, calm down. And I'm not going to take things personally. I cannot tell you how many times a day I use that. Because you can get all worked up. And then you find out they're not even thinking about it. That was not intended for you. Don't get all worked up over it. Don't take it personally. I mean, that's kind of, I always say love yourself, but I don't say love yourself that you think everything in the world is happening and is aimed at you. It's not. It's 99.8% time not. And so if you don't take it personally, if you just let it go, and you think, how much is this going to matter in a week, in a month, in a year? How much is it going to matter? And then I really am on the line of deciding, you know, what really matters? What really matters? Because if you let everything go, what really matters? I'm a huge fan of Deepak Chopra, but he is a pretty mellow fellow, and he doesn't let anything get to him. And just like everyone else, he puts things out there, and the haters want to hate, and he just kind of laughs at it, and he doesn't really get emotional or seem to be outwardly moved. And by moved, I mean anything from laughter to crying to anger. He's just zone, in the zone, and he's mellow. And I know a businessman from my area, and I was talking to him about the benefits of meditation. I interviewed David G., who has an amazing meditation teacher, and that interview is right here online at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com if you want to go back and listen to it. But this person, I was saying, oh, you should listen to this interview. David G. is so cool. And he said, oh, I come from a meditative state all the time. I thought, wow. Wow, wouldn't that be great to live that way? However, I feel like I need to have a little emotion. I want to feel the love, and I want to feel the laughter, and I want to laugh and get happy. I want to feel the positive emotions, and I know negative things happen all the time. I am the poster child for that. But I still have a choice. That I wake up every day, and I listen to Lisa's love notes, and it tells me that today is a miracle, and you're a miracle, and I'm going to expect good things, and I'm going to envision good things. I'm hearing so much more about envisioning lately, and that's just thinking about what you want and feeling the feelings that it would feel to have that. And then you're programming your subconscious. I'm still riding that elephant of my subconscious. I think that's the result of my childhood situation. But you got to get a hold of that, and you got to tell yourself it's going to all work out. And then you got to feel what you want to happen. And I am feeling myself traveling the world, sharing this message and lifting everybody up and improving their days. And, you know, everyone wants to be happy. And we believe if we work hard and achieve our goals, we will be happy. And we tell ourselves once we have that job or once we have that much money or once we meet the right person, we're going to be happy, right? However, the field of positive psychology proves that the reason why many of us are always chasing the proverbial rainbow is because we have the formula backwards. We set goals, we achieve them, then we set higher goals, and we keep trying and trying and thinking that's going to make us happy. But actually, you need to train your brain to be happy. You need to reprogram the way you think. Just like I was saying, positive psychology is finding evidence that those who are happy actually tend to do better work once they are happy. So you got to get happy. You got to have a thankful heart. You got to have gratitude. You got to envision it. You got to get to that place inside yourselves, and then you will attain the goals that you want to attain. And then you will feel the way you want to feel. It's a choice. It's a way of living. It's a feeling that you have inside of you. I want to be positive and passionate, and I'm never bored because I just see life as an amazing adventure, and I want joy. I want joy, and I want to share that joy. And of course I have problems, even big problems like everybody else, but they're just little obstacles that I'm going to overcome. And when things go wrong, I just say, this is a bad day, tomorrow is going to be a better day. And if that sounds Pollyanna, like I have my head in the clouds, I don't know, let's talk about it. I would love to engage in dialogue. And I'm not telling you you have to be happy, and I'm not telling you you have to do any of the things that I suggest on today's observation. Supposed to be today's inspiration. It's your choice. It's your choice to wake up every day and think, oh, I have to do this. No, you get to do this. You know, when your kids are growing up and they have band concerts, I was thinking about that the other day, about how I had a couple of years to play house. I always worked morning drive radio, so I was never home with my kids in the morning until the last couple of years of my second son's high school experience, and I got to play house. I put on my pearl necklace and my apron, not really, and actually there was a few times I drove them to school in my Winnie the Pooh floral nightgown, flannel nightgown, but you probably didn't want to hear that. But I got to do that, and now I don't get to do that anymore. And people who are burdened by their children and, oh, we got to drive them to soccer. Well, you get to do that because, like everything else, it has an ending date. And they're not going to be playing peewee baseball when they're 18. They're not going to want to have anything to do with you when they're 18. So enjoy the journey. Enjoy it now while you can. Enjoy life I'm in this place in my life where everything is changing, and I never want to go back. I never want to look backwards, but sometimes I find myself yearning for what was, and that is not doing me any good, because I think in 5 years from now, I'm going to be looking back at today and yearning for what was. So I just really try to get in the moment, find the joy in the journey, and live that moment this is the best that I can, and tell myself you're going to be okay with everything, no matter what happens. And you don't need to reach for that cookie, or you don't need to reach for that piece of chocolate. You're going to be okay no matter what happens. And that's the message I love to share with you. And if you want to connect with me, if you'd like me to come speak to your business or your organization, or you want a one-on-one, I'm good. I'm all about connecting. That's why I do this show. And you can email me, Lisa Love Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. And I hope you learn something today and feel a little bit better. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.